Meeting right now, recording is live. I'm actually gonna sneak out. I have one less body in here.
Alright, welcome. So this is the Board of Listers.
Yes.
We'll go around the table and introduce ourselves, and then I'll just give you this feel of what's gonna happen, and you'll have the floor.
I'm Charlotte Gardner.
Yes, you are.
Angela McDonald.
Bob Hickory.
Jerry Barrows.
My wife, Kirsten.
I'm Kirsten.
Alright, so we've got 50 minutes. Looks like there's two properties.
Yep.
Just go move it one at a time.
Sure.
Just tell us what you think the value should be and why.
Okay.
And then they may have, or may have some questions for you. Once we get through this meeting, the board will deliberate on the deliberative session, and they will come up with a decision. And we will mail you the decision at the close of the hearings, which will be in July.
Okay.
By statute, we have 14 days to notify you after the close of the hearings.
Okay.
Okay?
Perfect.
We just go, you know, we did send out the change of assessment notices this week, so you should get that early next week.
Okay.
This board, this decision won't have anything to do with that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
We're gonna ask you to start with Alshire.
Okay. Alshire is probably the harder one for me, but, so I own two duplexes in Colchester. One is on Blakely Road and one is on Alshire. I think they nailed Blakely Road. The value is exactly where I think it was, but Alshire just seems high for, and I don't know exactly why, other than you guys are, like, Gary knows, the market is softer, especially a duplex that's like a raised ranch where you got a cellar dweller and you got an upstairs, and it's a three bedroom and a two bedroom, no garage, no, you know, nothing fancy, no sheds, no nothing. I just couldn't sell it for that right now. What did the assessment come in at?
494.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more like, if I had to sell it right now, like 450. It also has got almost oak siding that's deteriorating. The back deck is, you know, needs some love and stuff. And, you know, it's not like in perfect shape, but I don't know, that one I can't argue much. I mean, I just think right now, if I were to put it on the market, I would have trouble getting that for it. It's close, it's not far off, but it's probably maybe 10% off.
And what you say?
I'm thinking like 449.
Are you figuring his taxes?
Oh, you're able now to say what the tax
bill is. Well, yeah. Approximately give you an idea if it's going up or down.
Yeah.
Right. So basically on, let's see, on the duplex, it would be another, if we kept it the way it is, it would be 770 more.
And it's gone up every year, too. I mean.
Yeah. And then on your house, it would be 1,000 more a year.
My house is easy. It appraises for $436,628. I just had it appraised last week for a HELOC. There's the appraisal. I emailed it to you guys. I went through Union Bank. They sent out an appraiser. I don't even know who it was. Got the appraisal. It's $436,628. And I've sent it. I emailed it.
Yeah, we literally got it last week.
It's under construction. I've actually emailed it to the gentleman that just...
Andrew.
But I could bring it up for you if you'd like to see it.
Yeah, I'd love to see it, please.
It's right there.
This is the Marsh Lane.
Yep. So Marsh Lane is as you guys know, it's an old camp on piers. It's crooked and everything. I've done my best to start straightening it out. I'm remodeling it right now. It's half finished. It's kind of a mess, but it's gonna be nice. But there's no way you're getting what you're getting for it. And I think it looks like they just arbitrarily went out there and put $300,000 on every lot that was on the water. I'm on marsh. Like, you can't swim from my backyard, you know. And there's a house a couple doors down that's not moving. Nothing's selling around there right now because it's leased land. It's not worth the value of true waterfront in other areas. All the comps are in there, everything else. It's a professional appraisal. That's what they based my HELOC on. So that's pretty straightforward. I had a feeling it was high, just when I was waiting for that to come in to make sure that I was right. There's no way I could get $553 for that right now. Not a chance in hell.
Let's see,
Seth just reduced his, right?
Yeah, people have been dropping. They're a lot, yes. And that's right, it is Seth's. He's has like six something, but his is really nice and everything.
He just reduced to the five.
I don't know what happened to one
this morning.
Okay, yeah, there's one that's also two doors down that's moving. It's got the same view I have of the marsh. It's just two doors down. They've had to drop the price on that twice, too. I don't know. I have to look at Zillow.
I think it's fours.
It's in the fours. Thanks. And now it's all redone, all nice.
It's for $436,628.
The appraisal?
Yeah.
And honestly, I think if I had to sell right now, that 430 would be hard to get right now because the house is not finished.
I don't get why the comparables were Pretty Road and...
Is he adjusting that for the conditions and...
Currently?
I don't know because...
Shouldn't say that.
Because we didn't... The bank did it and... I don't know how they came up with it all.
I think I have to go right through this. So they are making an assumption that
of what it is at the finish.
Yes.
Yeah, I think they are.
That's what it is at the finished.
Yeah. So it's significantly lower than that right now. I would.
This is more of an analysis. They're not doing an appraisal.
Oh, gotcha.
It's more of an analysis. I think the only sale that they use was White Cap.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them aren't really.
What number White Cap?
68 White Cap. We sold for $400,399.
You're talking about the one on Mills Point, or is it on Marsh?
It should be on White Cap, I think.
White Cap.
It's two doors down from me, next to Gwendy's house. Like, there's me, Gwendy, and then that house is for sale.
Maybe it's pending now.
Okay.
But yeah, they've got the one on Mills Point. It was reduced down to 325.
Yeah.
There are these other ones at home, like Pretty Road.
Yeah, so you
said yeah, that's a weird comp because that's not a real comp to what I have. I have it like.
Not at all.
Converted Cam and Demir, Barbara. That's weird. Those are weird.
Bad comps. Mm-hmm.
Chase Lane. But.
But it does show you that I think 553 is extremely high, considering especially it's not done at all right now. We need to...
Yeah, White Cap is pending right now.
What was it on for?
$399.
How long
was it on? But that was, let's see, started at $410. No, sorry, started at $475.
Yeah.
And it was reduced several times down to $399, so it went under deposit June 5th.
Okay. How long was it on the market then?
It was 35 days, but I think that's just this time around.
Yes.
Yeah.
What number weight cap was that?
68. Yeah. So they started, May 1st of 26.
Yeah.
She reduced it May 15th.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then again, May 30th.
Mm-hmm. She got the message.
Okay. I know when mine went up for sale, I was renting it. It was an old Airbnb, and I was going through a divorce, and I rented it. And then they said they were going to sell it, and I offered to buy it before it like went on the market, but they said, "Oh no, we got to put it on the market." The realtor I didn't care for. Anyways, they put it on the market. There were seven showing scheduled, only one person showed up, and they got zero offers. And then I was able to buy it for my deal, you know. So, and that was $292.
Look it up, Jerry.
Oh, I know who it was.
Jackie.
Yeah.
Jackie Moreno. She was terrible. Well, she's not a friend of yours. I don't care.
Any questions?
I
don't have any.
I'm going to bring a picture by that.
Did you check the data, Doug, to make sure it's accurate? You have
size-wise and all that.
Two bedrooms, two bathrooms.
That's accurate. What I think is they're having trouble capturing the fact that it's when they came out, there was a deck on the side that I've torn off. I've got, right now we're under construction, I have an open permit, And we were framing up the new addition, and she started asking me questions about the finish. I said, well, you can't really assess it now as it's finished. What if I never finish it? And of course, that was almost a year ago, and I'm not finished because I already ran out of money. But we got it all shelled in. We got the windows in and stuff. We've got insulation and sheetrock. There's no trim. The windows aren't trimmed yet. The flooring's now in. The stairs are raw. There's no insulation underneath the floor. It's fucking freezing in the winter.
And you're living there while you're doing this?
Oh, yeah.
It's been fun.
That addition we're putting in as a...
put slippers on.
Yeah. So I think, you know, it's going to be finished at some point, but right now I noticed on there, I don't know if they captured that properly.
They called it an unfinished porch.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She didn't come back a second time, and it was all, at that point, all framed in and sheathed, but I don't know. Okay. But there's no fascia on it right now, which I'm sure my neighbors would love me to get going, and that's why the HELOC, so we can finish it. I can pay somebody, because I started working again full time, so I don't have time to work on it. And I'm not just playing at the marina all summer.
The old town library, Ruby's still in there.
Oh, yeah? What?
How do you think yours compares to Whitecap, would you say? Like, what would you do with the location?
The finishes are nice, and the location's the same. I think they're a little smaller now, because my addition's going to put me a little bit bigger than them. But, you know,
when our deck is done, that'll be
better. Yeah. Our deck is not done. It's not even started.
What do you estimate the cost to finish will be?
$50,000.
Okay. So you're down here, says Whitecap, like up this way?
Yeah.
Like,
so we're up here, and then it kind of goes up to Gwendy, and then a little bit more to Whitecap, but we both face, like,
you might have a better view, because they're more up on the head.
Yeah, they probably have a better view to see a little bit more.
Yeah, they might see more.
But they just, it looks like they just went around and did $300,000 on every lot, which I did a lot of research on that whole thing, because I guess the town got sued and originally lost, but then won in Superior Court or something.
Oh, 2011 was a mess.
So,
was a mess.
The idea is that there's six of the building are worth one thing, and then the location of the building's worth another thing, and it's kind of those two together.
Yeah.
So that went through an appeal process, and the town won the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said the value of the property is what a willing buyer and seller will purchase it for, including the property's location.
Right. Yeah.
That's how it was being assessed. So. Right.
And I'm not really arguing that. I'm just arguing the $300,000 for all of them. My view is not like the ones down around the corner.
I think at one point we did have some adjustments going down the road from Ridgetop.
Okay.
Going down Marsh Lane was it? We made adjustments there, and then you got to the point, which is very high,
mm-hmm.
and then I think the average was more on that Causeway Road, which is the Shell Beach area.
Okay, yeah.
And then you got tier, so if you're off the lake, it drops down, and then it's going down the farther away from the lake. And the same thing with Colchester Point, it's the same thing. If you're on the lake, it's one. If you're off the lake, it's another one. Yeah. Sand Dunes is the same thing.
What about like HBL's property values though? I mean, because we also pay taxes in our lease. Like we get a fixed lease and then a tax assessment too. If our taxes all went up for our lots, what did their taxes do? Did it stay the same or did they at least go down on that?
Theirs went up. They're based on the income approach. So what their leases are, times the number of units they have, is their annual lease, they have the cost of expenses, is taken off, and then we do a cap rate to get to a value. So it's more based on what their income is.
But they're passing it on to us.
The theory behind the whole thing, right? Mm-hmm. So if you have a property on the lake, you own the land and fee, it's 100 feet of frontage. Mm-hmm. You know, it's worth $700,000. Now, if you have a building that's on that lot and someone else owns the land you're leasing it, that building construction's $200,000, then that site is another $200,000, and then the person who owns the land is going to get the remainder of the $300,000. In this case, it's a little bit different because the leases are low enough that people are willing to pay more for the building and the location, and that remainder value is smaller because the leases are lower. If he was to do market leases, it would be up enough to actually value the land at its full value, and you would only be assessed on the building. So depending on what those leases are, depending on what people purchase those lots for, changes that ratio between the landowner and the building owner. But that's the idea behind it. So if you add his value per site to yours, you would be at a fair market value. And so that's kind of the theory behind it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't actually work out perfectly, but...
Nothing's perfect. I mean, I think the tax bills on all my properties the last round were accurate. I think one of them's accurate now. The other two, one's close, and one is quite a... This Marsh Lane is off quite a bit.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's it. I don't have anything.
Good. We don't either.
Yeah, I'm easy. They're all good.
Well said.
Blakely's fine. Blakely came out, I think, right where it should, honestly.
Just don't go make somebody's property stuff.
Yeah.
We're gonna get up.
It's not that bad. Tenants are a pain in the ass.
Exactly.
No fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye. See you guys.